Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire. Joining us bottom of the hour, we're going out to Arizona with Matt Wywick from the Baltimore Sun. Talk about the Birds, Orioles, the original Birds. Orioles win last night, 5-1, but what's up with Zach Eflin? Hopefully we get some intel there, but right now let's count some dough before we get to the sports topics. Buy or sell?
Yeah, the Dow's up 739. The S&P's up 89. NASDAQ's up 287. DraftKings down 7 cents. And Under Armour is down 0.1.
So where are they sitting right now?
$4.93.
Jeez Louise. That's not even a sock, much less a pair of socks.
One sock.
You get a sock.
Let's see. We'll start our sports topics here with the Orioles. That bullpen, we just got done talking about it a little while earlier. Brian Baker. Well, he wasn't really on anyone's radar earlier this spring, but then Andrew Kittredge got hurt. Now he's back in the mix. 3 years ago, an essential part of the Orioles' bullpen, sub-3.5 ERA, career high in innings, nearly reaching 70 innings pitched that year. But since then, really a steady decline. And last year, bottoming out only 23 innings at the major league level in ERA at 5. Now, as long as he keeps pitching the way he has so far this season, small sample size, he'll stick around. Other injuries could play a factor as well, but buy or sell, Bob, Baker will remain in the Orioles' pen from start to finish this season. No performance-based demotions.
I'm going to buy it. Now, if he bottoms out and has like a 12 earned run average in a month, then it might put him in a precarious situation. But Suarez out for 2 months at least. Kittredge, who knows when he's coming back. I mean, the opportunities are going to be there for him to achieve success. Now you'd like the rotation, stating the obvious, to get a little deeper in the game so you don't overwork the pen. But Brian Baker's always had premier stuff, throws high 90s. Now we're seeing him look, like you said, Nolan, like he did back in 2022.
Go over to the NFL here. Defenses today built around the pass rush. Occasionally you build around a corner, but maybe only if they're truly locked down. For the most part, it's about getting after the quarterback. So with that in mind, Bucky Brooks has ranked the top 10 defenders right now to build a defense around. Micah Parsons is his number one pick. Some of the other recognizable names towards the top, you know, Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa, TJ Watt, a lot of those pass rush names. But coming in at number 8 is Roquan Smith. And Brooks here says, quote, off-ball linebackers are rarely viewed as essential pieces to a championship puzzle, but Roquan Smith is a unicorn. He also notes here Smith's leadership ability, being the loudest singular voice on that defense. Vinny, are you buying or selling that placement for Roquan here?
At the beginning of the year last year, I'd say no. You know, I thought he played better as the season went along. I think he needs to come in great shape. But, you know, all the other things that you say about him, leadership and all, because he didn't play well against the pass last year, this past season. So, if he gets back to his normal game, because he's only, what, 26? Then I would say yes. But last year, I would say no.
Over to the NBA, Jamal Murray has missed the Nuggets' past five games with a hamstring injury. Now his status for the playoffs kind of in doubt. Michael Malone, the coach there, went from using a day-to-day designation when talking about Murray to now just saying we're hopeful he can suit up at some point before Sunday's finale. The last time he missed the playoff run was 2022. That ACL tear held him out the entire year. Denver got bounced by Golden State in the first round. No one was there to support Jokic with his pretty good series for him, averaged over 30 a game, but nobody else came close, no support at all. Buy or sell, Bob, without Murray this year, the Nuggets will suffer a similar fate, first-round exit.
I'm going to sell first round, but I'll buy they won't win the title. I mean, the Joker had a monster triple-double the other night, and they lost. And Murray, remember, really burst onto the scene. I mean, if you follow college hoops, you know he was good at Kentucky. In the bubble. He went off in the bubble. The booble. But you look at that, and we alluded to it a little bit during the whip.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Denver right now is the fourth seed. They're a game and a half behind the Lakers at 47-32. Clippers, Warriors, T-Wolves, Grizzlies, all 46-32. And whoever loses out on that, they're in the play-in tournament. So there's a lot at stake here. Denver, as you said, they've lost four in a row. Clippers are trending up. But long-winded way to answer your question. Without Murray, they're not cutting down nets. No.
Go back to the NFL here. Breece Hall, Jets running back, past few years been their go-to guy, even managed to rebound quickly from that rookie injury he suffered. However, New York's new regime, well, they want to lighten the load a little bit. Aaron Glenn calling for a running back committee with some other names here, Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis, not really recognizable names. I guess that should tell you everything. But for Hall in particular, pretty heavy workload the last 2 years. 432 total carries, throw in 133 receptions to go along with it. What makes this interesting, though, is Breece Hall is entering a contract year, so he would certainly like to get as many touches as possible, try to post some career highs, and get a nice payday. But buy or sell, Vinny, the Jets' running back plans here, or at least what Glenn is saying, is not realistic. Breece Hall will carry a similar workload that he has the last 2 years.
I'm gonna end up buying that just because he's gonna have to carry it because they're gonna need him to carry it. And Nolan, I'll bet you if you went back and looked at all his carries at Iowa State, he had a ton there too. So he's had a lot of carries. So having a guy come in might be beneficial to him also for him to get a better payday.
And our last topic of the day here in Major League Baseball, Vlad Guerrero Jr., he was projected to be the biggest free agent name on the market this coming winter, but after signing his extension with Toronto, now shakes up the market and the player pool. So maybe Kyle Tucker now becomes the most coveted position player that'll be available. Houston seemingly thought that he was out of their price range when they traded him, but what is his true value? Is he in that $400, $500 million range like a Vlad Guerrero Jr. was? Buy or sell, Bob, Vlad getting his deal done midseason will actually raise Tucker's price even more than it would have already been.
I'll buy it. I don't think he gets a half a billion dollars like Vlad got. But remember, before he got hurt last year with Houston, he was like in the Ohtani conversation as MVP in the National League. If he carries the Cubbies to greatness, certainly improves his stock. But, yeah, it only goes up because people who are hitting free agency are like, okay, we got this done. 14 years, though. I don't see anybody signing a 14-year deal, but that half a bill. When you say half a bill, it could be for a half a billion years. I think I'm in. But to answer your question, I'm buying it. Tucker's value just went up.